Good morning, this is Marco with Up Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Wednesday, June the 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 3.5 cents, July wheat up 3.5 cents, and July beans up 15.75 cents. December corn up 3.5, and November beans were up about 14 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil up 61 a barrel, trading at $51, highest prices we've seen in quite some time. The U.S. dollar is down 30 ticks, down to 93.50. So we're 2.5 cents off our highs, but still a penny and a half off our lows in the dollar. Gold's up $15. Silver's up 60 cents an ounce. I would think that we'd be relatively strong here, at least for the first couple hours during the day here. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. Those are old crop beans. So that should be a little helpful for July. The July-November bean spreads less quite a bit, you know, 50 cents in the last couple of days. We could see a little bit of bounce there. The weather remains really pretty good. We're going to have one hot day on Saturday, and that's it. And then fairly normal precip, normal even cool temperatures. So I don't really see weather being an issue for the moment, but the longer-term forecasts have taken out some of the rain and put in a little bit of warmth, but it doesn't seem to be too severe. Funds have been pushing this thing. They've got a lot of ammo if they want to buy more corn. They're short the wheat. I think that's going to be supportive in the wheat market. All the technicals look really strong. Now, we're going to get the WASD report on Friday. Most people think that we're going to see cuts in the ending stocks on old crop corn, old crop beans. Old crop wheat could be actually a little bit higher. But new crop, we're looking at... still a big number in corn. It's going to be lower than last month, but still a big number. The beans could be down to 289, which will get a lot of tongues wagging. And the wheat, still a big number, even higher this month. So I don't see anything really friendly in the wheat, but with the funds short, maybe we got to drive them in here. We're starting to get a little bit tighter on the ending stocks and beans. So people are going to certainly be watching the weather to see if we do get La Nina here. Overall, we're just kind of in this psychology here of higher prices. We've moved awful far, awful fast. I think long-term we're going to see higher prices. Going into the report on Friday, you know, if we're strong and, you know, if we've got new crop beans up around, 1150, old crop beans up around 1080, 1090, I think we'll see a little bit of a sell-off from there into the report. That may be the next really good buying opportunity, but we'll see. We should be relatively strong here today, at least for the first couple hours. We'll see what the weather forecasts are going to be around the noontime. Now, the noon forecasts, the private forecasts come out around 1140 to 1150. That's what moved the market yesterday, and that's something you got to be very aware of out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.